Welcome, everyone, to lesson number one of Feel Every Emotion as Love Virtual Mastery Program. I want to start off by thanking you to be a part of this important path that you've chosen and to really honor you for taking this step. I can't tell you how many times I've worked with people and they comment on how easily it would be to go about their life and ignore these uncomfortable feelings, especially when you're at this stage of the game. And they're so happy that they are amping up their consciousness and bringing their emotions in to support them to tap into more of their potential. They're always blown away, and it's so exciting to be able to share this opportunity with you as well. So I want to honor you again with that, and also remind you that this is the beginning of a new perspective shift that's going to lead you to a consciousness shift. So given that, it's very important for you not to be distracted while listening to this audio, because I really want you to be able to take in the subtleties of consciousness that I'm talking about when it applies to your ego, when it applies to these feelings. Because we are really used to, at this point, the message of our ego, and it's going to really take your attention to bring you back to your essence and really allowing that energy and your inner voice to come through and be amped up in this way. So that's part of shifting consciously with anything, is our awareness. So this is a crucial part to making this shift happen for you. And it can get a little tricky when it comes to our emotions, because we've been in these stone ages for so long, and there aren't any models out there about how to apply this to our lives. So the good thing is that you are really the first. You're going to be this, you know, people who are going to be able to bring this through and be the model to others. And as part of this, I really want you to get this, and you have a week until your next lesson. And this is very purposeful, because I believe that in order for you to make a shift, you need to let some of this information soak in. So it's not about hurrying up and rushing through. That's the message of your ego anyways. And it's really about supporting you to make something inside you gain deeper understanding. So don't worry yet about how to implement the information I'm giving you today. This is about taking some time to process this information in today's lesson, specifically on sadness. And this is really important, because this isn't regurgitated information. This is new information that you need to soak in mentally and in your heart and in your cells and really take in. And possibly wrestle with, and wrestle with your inner voice and your ego, and really convince your ego and rational mind that this is possible, and that this shift will change your life and really support you. So I encourage you to use your transcripts while listening and highlight points that really stick out to you, and feel free, especially, to write down your doubts as well as you go through this process, because that's going to be really important. Those are messages of the ego, and you're going to see as you go through this process with me that I really encourage you to be as consciously aware of your ego as possible. And so you want these doubts out in the open so that you can address them and truly be able to get to the point where you authentically feel every emotion as love. And as you do, you are going to see that connection grow deeper with your authentic self, with your essence, than ever before. So let's begin. I'm so excited to share this information with you. And today's topic of sadness is one that I think it's actually one of my favorites, and I'll share with you why as we go through this, but it's certainly one that we can all relate to. We've all felt sad before in our life, and it's probably because of the sadness that we've felt before that we know how deeply it impacts us and how heavy it feels in our heart. And I've almost laugh sometimes at how I feel our culture is happiness obsessed. And I really feel this happiness obsession is due to a lack within, and people have to get happy obsessed when they feel that lacking in their life. But the reality is, the way to create more joy and happiness and a sense of fulfillment is actually by addressing where sadness lies. Now, this can get tricky for those of us who are on a path to being aware, because we are really good at setting forth intention. So I'm going to address this as well. So let's begin and see how sadness actually supports you. And what I'm going to share with you is that it supports you in very significant ways. The first is to reel you back into focus and really get an understanding of what's going on within you. Because let's face it, how easy is it for us to get caught up in life's responsibilities? I mean, you've got your to-do list, you've got your career, your job, and your kids, and your family, and your friends, and social commitments, and whatever else that you're working on. So even when you're on this path to living consciously, this is going to happen. For me, I'm very passionate about my work, and I'm very passionate about being a mom, and I love cooking home-cooked meals. And at times, this can be exhausting. So this is certainly when I go overboard with getting caught up in the responsibilities of life, this is when sadness is going to enter. But I always love sadness on some level exactly because of this, because it slows me down. And I get this now that I'm conscious of it. I can't say I always love sadness, because there was a point in my life when I was chronically sad, pretty much. I mean, I wouldn't have said that. But looking back, I can see how much sadness weighed me down. But now that I'm at the point to feel every emotion as love, I appreciate its natural tendency to support me to put on the brakes and slow down. And, you know, I speak to people all the time, and they share with me how crazy a pace life can be. And, you know, certainly at times we are called to exert more energy. You are called to, you know, take a step forward, and it's going to cause you to exert more energy and put more of yourself out there. The problem is that for too many of us, and even those of us on this path, it becomes an unconscious habit to stay busy. And you know this when you are someone who, when there's some downtime, you're figuring out what's left on your to-do list to get done. Or you're habitually checking your emails or your phone for texts or social media accounts like Facebook or Twitter. It's like we don't know what to do with that empty space because we're so used to going at a certain pace. And the options that we have to fill our time is insane. And quite frankly, it keeps us out of balance. And when this happens, you miss the underlying gifts that are present right before your eyes. So this is the whole point of sadness, to bring us back to the present and bring us back to the gifts of the present. And when we get out of balance and when we are going too fast, this is when the gift of sadness will really pop up. And what is important for you to be aware of being on this path of consciously evolving is that sadness isn't going to exactly look like the dramatic versions that you've had in the past with a lot of tears and a lot of emotion. I mean, certainly you're still going to have those instances once in a while, even actually once you learn how to apply feel to your life. It's not that I teach you this and I take away sadness. What I'm doing is sharing with you how to utilize the energy of sadness as a gift to you. So anyways, being on this path, it's going to be less dramatic. You're more consciously aware, so you're really good at setting forth intention and moving forward. But it's still important to recognize the hints of sadness that exist within you. So this, for a lot of you, is going to feel like the absence of feeling fulfilled or the absence of feeling joy. And it can feel like a sense of emptiness if you focus on the feeling. So for this exact reason, you may not want to pay attention to your sadness. And so it becomes a habit to focus on the positive or focus on your intention, but you actually are doing yourself a disservice. And it actually will set you up not to be able to move forward as fast as you can, to get the lesson underneath this as fast as you can, because really what you're doing is kind of pushing yourself, and it's not authentic. And I certainly know this feeling, so let me explain. Sadness is really about your essence or your inner voice being lost or overpowered by your ego. So the gift of sadness is to bring you clarity. It's to bring you back to your truth and get you back on track of living a conscious life. So why does this happen and why is this a gift? Sadness is a huge gift because it is a signal, and it's a signal that allows you to know you are buying into something that is not true. Oftentimes you're believing this is just the way things are when they really don't have to be that way. So it's really about you having a limited perspective, and your spirit is trying to wake you up and say, this isn't true, hun. Wake up. If you continue to have this limited perspective, yes, you are right. That is how things will continue to be. And you'll be right in saying, yeah, that's just how things are, and there's nothing I can do to change it. More importantly, having this limited perspective is blocking you somehow. And that's exactly the reason why the sadness is coming up. It's to say you're blocking yourself from living a fulfilled life, and you need to get clarity on this. This is very important because your energy is leaking in some way, and we need to bring it back towards you, and there's some change that needs to take place. There's some clarity, redirection that you need, and we're going to support you. And that's what your spirit is saying as sadness comes into your life. So in other words, you have untrue thoughts, and they're beginning to gain some momentum, and it's time to pay attention. Or you are changing your life enough that you are ready to address this problem in your life. So maybe this has been a lingering issue, and it's now time for you to exert a different perspective, one that's more aligned with your truth. And because you're on this path to awareness, you have the ability to address this responsibly. So this, your sadness is going to serve you twofold. Excuse me as I take a drink here. Okay, first, when you are on the path of bringing more awareness into your life, your sadness is there to say you've bought into this ego message long enough, and it's time to resolve this. You may have experienced this as a part of your awakening when you were on your path to finding your authentic self, and you're really at a breaking point where your essence felt lost, and a sadness was probably more present in your life. So again, that was me in my 20s. It was like, I look back at that time and I really see how prevalent it was. The difference is, if this happens now, it's not to say that you haven't evolved. Of course you have evolved. A lot of times when I'm working with people, the veil has been lifted. They're starting to see things clearly, but then sadness comes in and it's signaling, well, you've got this. You've understood this when it comes to your career. You've understood this when it comes to your relationship with your family. But, you know, when it comes to your spouse, there's something you're missing here. And so it's saying there's a part of your truth that isn't seen yet, and you're now ready. You have enough momentum, and you have the facilities to address them. So what I always tell my clients is look at your sadness as a badge of honor, actually, because it's an honor that the universe now feels that you have evolved enough and you are ready to move some more. So that's more of the when you really feel sadness as sadness, when it comes profound enough where you feel tearful and there's emotion behind it. Now, sadness is also going to serve us in a more, everyday living type of way, where again it's not going to feel as profound, but this is your opportunity to stay very attuned to your authentic self. And the more that you can stay attuned to your authentic self, the more you're going to be in that authentic flow, and you're going to feel passionate about life and have the energy to give to your purpose. So your sadness will become present in this day-to-day living, not that it's going to happen to you every day, but as a part of just our natural experience of being humans, that it's going to be present to tell you when you are getting off course. So think about it. We are here to continuously grow and evolve. And as we do, we are going to encounter new experiences. And new experiences tend to throw you off a bit, throws me off sometimes. So your sadness is going to show up at those times to support you to recognize that the path you are on and how you are handling something or the limited belief you have isn't doing it for you. It's not in alignment for you. In essence, you're buying into the ego messages more than the messages within your heart. And this, I can't reiterate this enough. This is so crucial, so important for you trailblazers that are on this path to consciously evolving, because you are being called to listen to the messages of your heart. It's like this path isn't a path that's known, and likely your mission, your life's purpose isn't super clear. And so you are being guided to rely a lot on your heart. And let's face it, the heart messages are more challenging to believe. In order to manifest a life that is truly fulfilling to you in all ways, you are going to be asked to believe in your heart prior to that fulfilled state being a reality in your life. So this is really important, because you are in the process of building your life on a spiritual level by following your heart. And in doing so, you build, and it's invisible. It's definitely invisible to those around you, those in the outside world. Maybe a few people in your inner circle may see, but for even them, they're not going to be able to see it, because a part of you doesn't even see it. So, at times, right? So, you become sad when you are building, and what you're building starts to feel invisible to you. You know, you start to lose a grip on what the point is, because it's not happening in your reality yet. Your reality hasn't shifted yet to your ideal. And it really is, your sadness there is really present to support you to come back to your heart. It's actually a tool to remind you of what the point is. Your sadness is ultimately to strengthen your heart and give you clarity about what the next step is for you to move forward. So when you hear the ego version of sadness, it doesn't sound like strengthening your heart, does it? It seems just the opposite. This is vital, however. Because your ego shares with you these messages because you are buying into them on some level. So even though a majority of you is on this path and you're really committed to it and most of the time you follow your heart, you're going to have tendencies or periods where you don't trust, where you lose faith. And so that's a grand opportunity actually for you to unearth that fear. And you are going to hear me say this over and over again, because the more you can bring up your fear, the better off you're going to be, because your fears are going to be now conscious and they're not going to be unconsciously running you. While you are working on evolving on a particular area of yourself, you are going to have both the darkness, the egoic messages, and the lightness, the messages of the heart. This is natural. This is normal. This is what it really means to evolve, because you're stepping out of your norm, out of your comfort zone. So when we get out of our comfort zone, uncomfortable feelings are going to be present. And we've just termed these uncomfortable feelings as negative and created this whole judgment around them. And that's our ego taking part and placing this judgment on them. And it actually, of course, anything involved with the ego does not support us to evolve. So, to evolve, the light, the messages of light of the heart, of the inner voice, has more energy. You've tapped into that. And as we continue to evolve, that energy shifts. And you feel it all the time when you're in this process, but now it's about wrapping your head around this so you can really tap into this energy of fear and this energy of fear when it brings up sadness. So what is happening is that you'll have these moments and days when your energy feels very much aligned with your heart and your essence, and those are the days that you are tapping into the universal flow. And other days, your energy is going to feel more neutral. Especially, again, when you're on this path to being aware, it's more neutral. It's not that you're sad in the tendency that you're used to recognizing it. So those days, you are likely aware that some of the negative messages of your ego are present, but for the most part, you are able to move forward to some degree. You're still able to move on. What is happening is that your energy is more neutralized because some of your energy is attending to those negative messages. And so, in other words, you are trying to fight off those messages. You have learned that, your fear doesn't serve you, and you're better off to focus on the positive. It's going to allow you momentum. But what happens is that you actually may find yourself turning to more compulsive habits, whether it's overeating or snacking or, again, checking the email constantly, doing all these things that don't actually allow you to move forward, but it's the combination of your ego and your rational mind that says, I've got to sit down and be at my computer, and even though you're not getting that much momentum done. So even though you're able to move forward on your path to some degree, you're lacking the gusto to make the big shifts, to really make the shifts that will bring you greater fulfillment happen. This is what is going on for the vast majority of people who are on the path of living consciously, because the gift of their negative emotions has not been brought to your attention yet. So I see this all the time when I'm working with clients. It's so ingrained, and even though they get used to the idea of bringing this, bringing their fears conscious, you really have to get used to working with your sadness. One of my clients, she was struggling with exactly what I was talking about, just not feeling the momentum from her work. It felt like everything was a push. Now, what may seem crazy is that she is very, very passionate about her work. She feels like this is her life's purpose, which is part of the pressure she has felt because she knows she's meant to get this material out there. But it's almost like she has so much going on that she's just felt crazed by it all. So she's wanted to stay very, committed, and each day, every day, making sure she puts the hours in. And what she didn't realize was that there was energy, a sense of sadness that she was bulldozing over. And we're really good bulldozers when we have learned to think positive and put our intentions forward. And she's bulldozing over this. And what she was bulldozing over was her lack of passion in this moment. It doesn't mean that overall that she lost her passion, but in the present, there was a lack of passion. And so it's like our egos make us believe that if I say I'm not feeling passionate about this now, what does this mean? And is this not my path anymore? And it gets all caught up in that fear. So that's what she was doing. And through understanding the feel process, she started to see that, you know what, I really haven't gained momentum all week and I really need to take a step back and I'm going to take a day and just go to the spa and relax. And she did, and with her slowing herself down, she really realized that there was sadness going on. And the sadness was a sense that she wasn't able to do some of the other things that she loved, that just because she found her life's work, and she feels that she really needs to get this information out, it feels like it's taking away another part of herself, this part that wants to spiritually explore, this part that wants to play and do other things. And so she was buying into a limited belief that says, once you know what your passion is, you have to go, 100%, 110%, 200% all the time, because that is your responsibility. And as a spiritual person, you need to fulfill this. And it was driving her nuts. And so, of course, when we put this out and bring it forth, it sounds crazy, but it's ingrained habits, and a lot of us have that. If you're happen to be American, especially, or live in the West, there is this tendency to pull up your bootstraps and keep moving forward, and it's been ingrained, and it's really something that we have to consciously be aware of, because it's not serving us on this spiritual path. It's not serving us on this evolved path. It may have been what we needed to do to survive, decades previously, but we're not there anymore. So it's okay. You can listen to this now. And so as she went to the spa, it really became clear to her that she was really wanting to explore more spiritually. But what happened was that she wanted to really go off and spiritually explore. Like, she just wanted to delve into all these different books. And her ego said, no, you can't do that. You can't just drop your life's work and go off on that passion of spiritual exploration. And so the interesting piece that she needed to connect with from her sadness was the black and white thinking of her ego. And the ego is known for this, is that you can't do what your inner voice is telling you to do. And there's some reason, there's some excuse. And the excuse of her ego was, if you go on the spiritual path, then you are completely dropping your work. And it's so black and white. It's so either or. And so it wasn't until she recognized that through this process that really it was integrate more of the spiritual exploration in your life. And even though you're passionate about it, it doesn't mean that you drop your work. There's room for both. And you can set healthy boundaries around both that are ultimately going to make you more fulfilled and are ultimately going to support you and your work in a more balanced way, in a more way that's going to energize you and bring more insight into your work. So it's really important that you tap into any feelings of feeling flat or otherwise not energized towards your life, because that is, in essence, sadness trying to wake you up and trying to support you to see from a new perspective. So others who aren't on this path yet struggle with actually feeling sad more often and not knowing what to do with it. And when you're at that point, that's when you see depression. It's when you see a lot of coping going on with a lot of overeating, you know, dealing with being, obese, turning to alcohol, drugs, shopping, affairs, overworking, you name it. I mean, again, it's easy to get distracted and not pay attention to what's really going on. And so people who really struggle with this really see these tendencies in a lot of areas of their life. So take note of any tendencies that you have with coping, because you, when it comes to a certain area, learn to identify what that area is, where your vulnerability is, so that you can say, hey, this is my ego pointing out that I'm paying too much attention to it, and I need to find my way back to my inner voice. Now, a whole nother degree of this is grief, and grief obviously goes along with sadness. And grief is sadness at a different level, because it so touches you, whatever you're grieving, because you are mourning a loss and learning to let go of something that has had meaning with your identity. So in other words, you are letting go of something or someone that you identify yourself with and through. And regardless, you're going to experience this being on a spiritual path. Even that interview that I did with Yanla Van Zandt with the new consciousness evolution, she really shared how she had to grieve her home, losing her home, and what that meant, because it was a part of her identity that I was this successful enough to have this big home. And so it really took her back on what it meant as a spiritual person who is used to attracting and being able to create a reality that feels abundant to her, what that meant for her on this consciousness path. And so she had to grieve some of those layers that identified her worth to the external. And we all have to do that. That is part of our evolution and learning to let go. But the more that we can allow ourselves that process when it comes to some of those really big ones that we go through, it's all about allowing ourselves release, especially the guilt that goes along with this, and I'm going to talk more about guilt in an upcoming month that it's a part of this program, because guilt can be pretty tricky, as well as compassion. So really emphasize these pieces if and when you go through a period of grief, because it's really, it happens in waves, and it really depends on how deep the wound runs, and especially when it comes to people, you know, that's a whole nother degree. But the process is still the same. And that's what I want to get into next, is some of the process. And I'm going to do that by sharing with you my personal story, which is me being a person who had a lot of sadness but wasn't really aware of it. And a lot of my sadness was through the earlier ages of my 20s, probably even in my later teens too. And it was because I have become at that point so attached to my ego that my ego became my identity. And when that happens, you lose your essence. And I certainly was pretty clueless when it came to what my authentic self was. I didn't know who that was. And that's when we get really sad. Now, what's exciting is that from understanding this concept about feel every emotion as love, I can now get to the point when sadness pops in that I actually get giddy. And I'm not kidding you. I've had experiences where I outright laugh or I chuckle to myself because it's so clear that, oh my gosh, I can't believe I've been buying into this message, and thank goodness that the sadness came in to show me how insane I was in thinking this. And I actually, like, before the sadness can even fully execute, it's like, oh, I got it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So it's about getting that clarified information that's present to support you and support me. So trust me, when you reach that point where you're excited by your sadness, there is nothing left for your sadness to do but disappear. Its work is done, and it has brought you to a level of awareness that you understand something needs to be tweaked or something needs to be changed, and that's really what it's all about. It's like, hey, wake up. Do this differently because your energy is being leaked in this way, and we need your energy to fulfill your life's purposes. And you probably have more than one, and so that's going to require a lot from you. And really, now that I've been on this path, and for some of you, I'm sure you're there as well, you are going to have to be on top of your game to bring awareness to your sadness. As I said, you are good at living with intention. So am I. And so you have to take care to really zone in on any hint of sadness. The way to get there is to see when you are in opposite of what it feels like to be in flow. So you know what being in flow feels like. Hopefully most of you, you know that the energy that you're tapping into and that feeling of I'm in alignment and things just feel right. So the hints actually come when you feel out of that. So it's not necessarily sadness, again, to that degree that we identify it with, especially when we were overly attached to our egos. So if you're lacking gusto or if you're lacking a sense of inner peace, and instead maybe feel irritable or maybe lethargic or just lacking energy compared to your usual self, those are your hints. And what I do, and this is what I want your process to be, this is the beginning of the process for feel. So again, don't get hung up on this. I'm going to give you more step by step. But the big thing that I want you to get that the vast majority do not do is consciously make room for your sadness to enter. And you can do this now. You are not in the state where you were before of being overwhelmed by sadness. So you don't have to go to that fear. You're not there. If you tap into your sadness, you're not going to go there again. You have too many tools behind you. And especially now that you're going to understand your emotions from a new consciousness level, you're really going to have the tools. So you don't have to avoid the sadness, especially if it isn't expressly present yet. It's actually an opportunity to cut to the chase and move forward more quickly. And I really feel like we're being called to get this because we're being called to get into action sooner and get and claim more of our energy back so that we can fulfill our life's work. So you are going to do what 98% of people don't do, which is say, welcome sadness. I know you are here for a reason, and I welcome you, and I want to hear what you have to say. And so what you're really doing is embracing your sadness as a part of you. Excuse me, I'm going to take a drink here. Okay, so when you embrace your sadness as a part of you, you are doing the exact opposite of what you've been taught and you are and how you're told not to identify with your ego. I mean, that's a lot of what's out there right now, when it comes to being on a path of personal evolving. People are telling you not to identify with your ego. I am telling you to identify with it temporarily and accept it as a part of you because it's shining the light on the darkness. It's saying I no longer resist this part of myself because, again, let's go back to the tenets that have allowed us to evolve. What we resist persists. And for some reason, we get this in all areas of our life, except when it comes to our feelings. And we want to continue to push these parts of ourselves in the darkness. And there's no reason to. Your ego is yours. And from this shift in your perspective, from the emotional stone ages to this new emotional consciousness shift, you realize your ego is ultimately serving you to not be reliant on it. So this is huge. The more you push it away, the more you actually unconsciously are relying on it because you're not saying, okay, ego, I'm evolved enough to see you, and I'm evolved enough not to be frightened by you. So rather than judging these feelings or messages of the ego, you recognize them as another part of you. And when this happens to me, I consciously allow myself to be the victim. I know, exact opposite again of what everyone else is telling you to do, but I want to tell you what works, and I want you to evolve past where you first came from. So this is true. If you haven't been on this path yet, you are the victim to your ego, and I don't want you to remain the victim. But now that you have evolved, now that you are on, you are at a place where you know your authentic self, you know it's important for you to get really clear when that victim is kind of lingering, or when there's hints of victimhood within you. So even though a part of me knows better and wholeheartedly knows I am fine, it doesn't matter. I know too well that if I allow the messages of the ego to fester within me, the ego wins. And this is especially true when it comes to our sadness. And the bottom line is when you are not conscious of your ego, you will face the consequence of the unconscious expression of your sadness. And this will set you back. Like I mentioned with one of my clients, it was when she wasn't willing to face the fact that she was lacking momentum, that she was lacking energy towards her work, that she wasn't able to move forward. As soon as she saw where the sadness was about, that her spirit wanted to have more spiritual expression, and as soon as she saw the message that the ego was saying, no, you can't do that, and then she did otherwise, she gave power to her inner voice, she gave power to that spiritual expression in a balanced way, the sadness let go of her. Okay? So knowing this, I allow myself to consciously allow my ego to express whatever may be buried within me. I complain. I whine. I allow myself to be the victim. I write in journals, all the ways that I think life isn't treating me fair or treating me in according to my expectations. And even though, again, another part of me knew better, I permitted my ego to be indulged. And quite honestly, I feel like a teenager throwing a fit that I'm not getting my way. All of this expression I allowed with the least amount of judgment towards these emotions and messages as possible is the key. Because guess what? Then your ego is heard. It's not you putting your energy towards getting rid of that sadness, getting rid of that lack of momentum, or getting rid of that fear as to why you're not in your flow anymore. And when your ego feels heard in a conscious way, it sets up the perfect situation for your inner voice to have the room to come through. And you forget that you experienced this as a kid. See, it's really just trapped energy. And so we want to release that energy so that the energy can be rechanneled back into where it's supposed to. So we want to get rid of this negative energy in a conscious way that allows the energy to be rechanneled back to us. So as a kid, you threw temper tantrums. We all did. And there's a reason why we do this. And even psychology talks about this, is that kids throw a temper tantrum, allows that energy to release, and then you get a feeling of calm. What is not explained in current psychology is why you get that feeling of calm, and I believe it's because even as a kid, you heard something within you that guided you back to truth. It guided you back to peace. And that same element is present for you now. And now you can be more conscious of it. And this allows you to enter in conversation then with your inner voice and ask what you need to gain insight about. What part of your truth are you not seeing? What steps can you take to bring about change? What needs to be tweaked and get clear for you? Addressing your sadness in these ways is going to support you to move. And your job is to pay particular attention to what exactly the message is that you have a tendency to buy into. So for me, it's about losing balance. And I need my sadness to help me maintain balance. Yours could be all sorts of things. But we have these until we've got it down pat. So am I much more balanced than I used to be? Absolutely. Do I still have the tendency to get really passionate about my work and lose balance in other areas of my life? Absolutely. And especially as my work continues to evolve. I mean, my work started off as local, then it evolved to national, then it evolved to international. So every step of the way brought new challenges, brought new parts for me to evolve. And along with that, for me, my tendency, it brought with it opportunities for me to lose my balance again. So it's as we grow, new vulnerabilities may show up, and your job, my job, is to recognize what our vulnerabilities are and how we can get back into our flow. So what is it for you? Is it the same about balance? Is it a tendency not to recognize and honor the value of your work? Do you tend not to recognize and value your essence? When you look at your body or your essence do you not value your essence by not giving yourself the freedom to just be? Are you not acting on the messages of your inner voice and feeling stuck? This is where you can get clarity about what your vulnerabilities are and bring it into your awareness. And you'll get tripped up by this. I still get tripped up by it. But again, every time you do, it's an opportunity to get that peace under your belt so that you can evolve and so that you are really ready to fully take on that fullest expression of you living in purpose. I know what this is truly about now, and that's where you are going to be led to when you approach your sadness with the feel process. The more conscious experience you have with it, the less you are going to get tripped up by your sadness, and you are going to be very aware of its presence. Being aware of its presence doesn't mean that you don't buy into the ego message. In fact, what is tripping you up is a part of you does buy into the message of your ego, which is why the sadness is present. So, like for me, I can still buy into, if I don't put all my attention on my work now, I'm going to miss an opportunity. And so it's fear-based. Or I feel like it's part of my mission and I want to do my part. I always want to make sure I'm doing my part. You know, it's like I've been given so much, I just want to make sure I'm doing my part. And sometimes my idea of what doing my part is not Spirit's idea of what doing my part is, right? And so sadness is there to clarify this. And it's like, hey, you're doing this again. So as you bring the sadness and the messages of your ego that go along with it, you become less attached to that message that you used to buy into. And you're brought closer to your truth. And as you make the shift, your truth is going to be realized through you addressing your sadness. It's going to be realizing the truth to your sadness. And there's a reason why your spirit has felt sad that you are still buying into that message of the ego. And so it's the sadness comes up when you are not honoring yourself, and therefore you start to see that ego is too important. And with feel, you will start to see your sadness as a friend and thank your sadness for letting you become aware of how you are getting off course. And I'm going to bring up different spiritual messages from different religions sometimes to make this point. And one that comes to mind to me in regard to sadness is Siddhartha Gautama, the first Buddha. And if we look at his story, so I'm not going to really bring up text, but who these leaders were, who these masters were that guided us. And Siddhartha Gautama became enlightened through paying attention to his sadness. So for those of you who don't know his story, it's basically that he came from royalty. He came from wealth, and his parents did not want him to see the poverty that was around and the struggle that was outside of the palace. And he chose to. And as he did, he chose not to ignore that. And so he went into his sadness and begin to get clarity as to what the sadness is about and what this meant for him. And as he delved into that sadness, it became a real connection to his heart and to his purpose and to his truth. And from this, he became the enlightened one. He became Buddha because he got so clear that he could direct others then as to how to get away from illusion and to find their truth. So sadness was one element that brought him to that place. And I believe sadness is there for us in the same way as well, to get really clear, get you your truth, and act on that. And I will share with you that when you do, when you have that clarity, when you are so in touch with your truth, a passion ignites within you that is unstoppable. And because it's saying you are so on, you are so in flow, and so bullseye to your truth and to what you need to do next, that we are going, your energy is focused, and all this energy is going to come through. And that's what I'm always amazed with. I actually love sadness in that it slows me down. It makes me a more compassionate person. I am so much more in the present, and I'm so clear. And I feel in a state of grace, and I feel so connected to trust. And I'm so filled with gratitude for feeling that flow so powerfully, that there is no more doubts. And I'm always amazed and surprised by what is expressed through me and through those that get this, and how much more aspects of life come together at such a deeper level. It's so profound. And so use your sadness to help you fulfill your life's work. It's there as a tool to help you enlighten your path. Help it be clear as to what your next step is, and help you be clear as to where you can bring your energy into the present and have it work for you. So I thank you for being courageous to look at yourself in all these ways. This truly is the path to embracing all of you. And the more that of that energy that you can gain, the more you are going to feel that deeper connection, feel more committed, and really be an unstoppable force that is needed, because your life's work is needed. So next week, I will be sending you an email giving you more specifics about how to work with your sadness when it comes to your relationships, when it comes to your careers and so forth, your sense of self, so that you have exact exercises that you can apply. Until then, live consciously, live emotionally conscious, and live exceptionally well.